Today on Hands On Wellness, I'm taking a look at a company that offers some outstanding medical tech that not only can be used at a clinician's office, but heck, you can even use it at home. Lots of different options, lots of different use cases, and it's definitely helping out people that really, really need this help during COVID-19. Stay tuned. Hands On Wellness is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Using the same password everywhere is a security nightmare waiting to happen. LastPass easily creates unique passwords for every site. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
Hello, everybody. What's going on? I am Ant Pruitt, and this is Hands On Wellness here on Twit TV. I hope you all are doing well. I'm unbelievable as always. Just another fine Friday here at the network where I sit down and share with you different tips, different tech that is going to help you get a better grip on your personal wellness. I've said this for many weeks now that, you know what, we have access to all kinds of tech out there and a lot of tech we even have right now in our own homes and in our pockets and things like that. Why not utilize that tech to give us a better grip on the personal wellness? Yeah, why not? So that's what this show is all about. Thank you all for joining. And if this is your first time checking out the show, welcome to you. Go ahead and hit the subscribe option in whatever podcast app that you utilize to enjoy podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google Play, what have you. We're everywhere. Or you can just go over to the website, twit.tv/how, to check out all of our subscription options right there. Thank you again for joining, and thank you again for being a part of the Hands On Wellness community. So now I want to go ahead and get into this week's show. I want to talk about something pretty serious and something that's near and dear to my heart, and that is strokes. Strokes are pretty serious conditions that happen to people and can be pretty debilitating at times because it's only a matter of time as far as how serious they can be on the body, with your brain losing oxygen with every second that passes. I am a man that's 40-ish years old. Not going to tell you exactly how old I am, but I'm 40-ish years old, and I've had a lot of friends and family that have had strokes. But I've had another friend that was my age that had a stroke. Actually, I've had a couple that have had strokes, and it really does hurt my heart to see how some of them have been able to bounce back pretty easily and some of them not so much. Their body has really taken a beating and they're dealing with it with rehabilitation and trying to be able to get the functions back on that particular half of their body that was, you know, that was struggling, whether it was issues with one leg or issues with one arm and one hand and things like that. It's pretty tough to deal with. And it's always something that just hits me right in the heart every time I hear when someone has had a stroke. Well, right now, during this whole pandemic and shelter in place, those folks, they can't necessarily get out and do their physical therapy and get things squared away with their rehabilitation for the stroke, not as easily as they used to. But there's a company out there that is giving folks an option to be able to do rehab for stroke care at home in the comfort of their home and be able to track their progress and share information with their medical professional, just like you would if you were going to see a doctor for like a physical or a wellness checkup. And that company is called NeoFect. Now, I met with NeoFect back when Mr. Laporte and I headed out to CES 2020 in Las Vegas. We were going around on the show floor and just checking out different things. And I saw NeoFect off in the corner, and it really just got my attention because I was like, wow, that just looks like some sort of cool gaming glove that these guys are using over there. And when I stepped up to them and they told me, yeah, we have a smart glove that is going to help patients for stroke rehabilitation be able to rehabilitate themselves not only in a more comfortable environment of their home, but it also gamifies the actual rehabilitation process. And I said, oh, really? Tell me more. Okay, so let me tell you more about Knee Effect. These folks have been doing this for quite a little while now, and they have several different products out there ranging anywhere from about $50 up to almost $4,000. Just depends on the actual use case. They focus on helping stroke patients get back to a better state of life with their muscular functions, but they also work with people that are dealing with other nervous system disorders or muscular disorders such as MS or Parkinson's and things like that, just to help them get better with their day-to-day living. And a lot of times they're using different types of gloves, such as this smart glove that I have right here on my hands. Let me just show it to you here with the overhead camera. This is the Knee Effect Smart Glove. They were formerly under the brand of Raphael. I can never say that correctly, but I'm glad they changed their name and brand into Knee Effect, as it says here. But this is a silicon and plastic device that has a interesting bit of brains on the inside of it, as well as an accelerometer that connects to a mobile app on this nice little tablet that comes with it as part of the package. This is a Samsung Tab A, I believe, but it connects to the mobile app and it walks you through setting up a rehabilitation session, whether it's working on squeezing and opening your hands like this, or even just wrist rotation, things like that, and it's flexion and extension. It covers it all, and it's really super duper personalized to you and your body structure and the way your hand is built. I love that it has these extra little flexible vinyl silicone bands that allows you to take it off and make sure it fits perfectly for your hands. When I spoke with these folks prior to getting this product, they asked me, hey, what size do you need? And they told me the sizes that they offer, but they also sent over a little sizing chart. And they highly recommended that I use that sizing chart because, you know, you can get a big ego and say, hey, I have big hands, so send me the large one, you know. And they're like, no, we get a lot of that stuff. Please follow our sizing chart because we want this to work perfectly. We don't want this to be something that's going to be sliding off or fitting too snugly and too tightly, because this is going to interfere with getting the data that's going to help you get better. And I checked out the chart and I just laughed because I knew my hands were really big and I needed the largest one. And when they handed it to me safely, they laughed because they were like, yeah, you're a big dude. Yes, you definitely need the larger glove. And when I've been trying it out, this thing was so responsive and just really made my heart sing just to think about the people that are not able to get out and go see their physical therapist on a more regular basis because of what we're dealing with the pandemic. But they can utilize the mobile app, send that data over to that physical therapist without a hitch. And in addition to offering this smart glove, they also offer about three or four different products that I found interesting. You have one that's more of a board where you can just put your wrist and forearm down on it, and it's going to help you rehabilitate your whole arm. They also have a balance board where basically it looks like a treadmill without the track, but you're standing on it and it's helping you to work on your balance and helping you to work on your lower body, because a lot of stroke victims are dealing with lower body insufficiencies, and it's just not a lot of tech out there that's affordable, if you will. But this right here is something that's been affordable to the different clinicians that are out there, but also available to you as just a regular at-home consumer. Again, pricing ranges anywhere from $50 to up to $4,000, depending on the model that you get. You can get the smart glove that I'm testing out for $19.25 online. We'll put links there in the description. But again, there's other options out there as well. It's not necessarily almost $2,000. It just depends on your use case and it depends on the need that you have. And that includes coming with a Android tablet, the Galaxy Tab A, that has the software, Knee Effect software on there that's going to allow you to work through different programs to help you exercise and rehabilitate and even use a gaming aspect to have some fun while you're trying to do your rehabilitation. I love what they're doing. It was really, really good to talk to these folks back in January, and it just, I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for their continued success. I highly recommend you check out their website. It's neoeffect.com. I'll have some links in the show notes. Actually, Mr. Victor will do all that, because we all know Mr. Victor really makes this show run. But we'll have some links in the show notes to show you more about their product line. It's not just the smart glove. There's a whole lot of different things in there that may help you out, not just because you may have been a stroke victim or someone that suffers from MS, but if you're someone that's just having issues with carpal tunnel, especially right now as you're working at home, sitting at a computer all day long, usually sitting somewhere that's not ergonomically sound, you might start battling with carpal tunnel. They have little gloves that are fit for that as well. All right. Okay, so now before we get out of here, I'm going to give you one little bit of a challenge, because I think we need it every now and then just to keep ourselves up to snuff, if you will. My challenge to you, a lot of us are not able to go out to the gym and things like that. We've talked about doing some home workouts and using the different home workout apps. But then there's sometimes where people don't have different tools in their house to do a nice home workout. My challenge to you is to take something like what I have right here at my desk. This is a plastic jug. This is actually a gallon jug from some milk that I've bought from the grocery store previously. Once the milk was out, I filled this jug up with plain old tap water. And this thing is heavy enough to sit here and do some excellent little bicep curls, wrist curls, some shoulder press. This is an instant dumbbell that didn't cost you much of anything, just a couple of bucks and a gallon of water. I challenge you to find things like this in your home to push yourself from a physical fitness standpoint to help keep that blood flowing and keep those muscles fired up and keeping yourself in shape. Simple as that. Let me know if you do it. Shoot an email over to how@twit.tv. Again, that's how@twit.tv. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to see what it is you're doing to help keep yourself in outstanding shape during this COVID-19 pandemic. Looking forward to hearing from you, and I'm more than happy to share a virtual high five with you. All right. That's going to do it for this week, folks. Again, subscribe to the show at twit.tv/how. Follow me on Twitter at @Ant_Pruitt, and also follow Twit on Twitter. We are TWIT Twit on Twitter. Thank you all again for all of the support. Now, safely be well and do well. OK, and we're still looking for justice for Breonna Taylor. Take care.
Want more Twit? Well, check out Smart Tech Today. It's at twit.tv/STT. It's the show where Matthew Casinelli and I cover everything there is to know about smart tech. It's automation. It's connected devices. It's smart home. It's all those goodies and so much more. We get the news. We get the latest devices. We do reviews. Everything. You got to check it out. twit.tv/STT for Smart Tech Today.